This is KERA News. I'm Duahli Saikautau. There aren't many Navajo code talkers left in the world. Military officials say maybe 20 are still living. Two of these World War II heroes traveled to Fort Worth Friday for a rare town hall meeting. Peter McDonald Sr. was only 15 when he left home on a cold day and arrived at the gate of a recruitment office for the United States Marine Corps.
There was a truck. The truck driver was a sergeant. And I'm just a civilian getting in. He says, get in the truck. So I got in the truck in the front seat. And he comes in. He says, what are you doing in here? So he told me to get in the truck. Get in the back, in that cold truck.
That's when he got scared.
But when I got to the barracks, I heard some Navajo singing. I thought I was hearing things. I went into that room. There were 20 Navajos. They're all happy singing. And scared no more.
Most Navajo men didn't know they were being recruited to use their native language as a military code that would eventually help save thousands of American lives. McDonald says more than 600 code words were created. In Navajo, this means send demolition team to Hill 362B. This was a real code used during the Battle of Iwo Jima in 1945. Dan Aki was there in the darkest days. Now using a walker, he says it's not easy to attend anniversaries or special events like this one.
They want me to go back to Iwo Jima. I said no, I'm not going because my age is 93 years old right now. I can't walk. Gotta be somebody who guide me, you know.
He says he's very proud to have served his country, even as his friends and family back home were being told not to use their Navajo language in schools on reservations. Some in the audience shed tears listening to these two Navajo code talkers. Not Theophilus McLawrence. In his navy blue uniform, he had a G.I. Joe toy for McDonald to autograph.
Both of them, I think they had a great personality. You know, they had a great sense of humor. Even in their older age, I think it's awesome to see that they're in such good spirits and in such good health, obviously.
He's a first-class petty officer in the U.S. Navy. Another officer, James Harrison, was in awe of the Navajo code talkers because he says they did look similar to the Japanese enemies.
And they did resemble. And it was a big sacrifice for them to go into a military culture that at the time had a lot of racial bias towards guys that looked like them. And they put on the uniform and they put themselves out there to defend people that behind the scenes didn't like them because of the way they look. So I think it's a huge deal.
These gentlemen helped us win the war.
That's Base Commander Navy Captain Gil Miller.
You could never have enough time to spend with these two gentlemen. I'm fortunate in my job that I get to spend probably more time than most people, but you can never have enough time to spend with two gentlemen that, no kidding, are a national treasure.
McDonald and Aki are both working to raise awareness, but also to fundraise for a future national museum to honor the contributions of Navajo code talkers. Duahli Saikautau, KERA News, Fort Worth.